everybody. It's Sophie. It's Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
And this is our annual podcast. this is our once-a-year podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, once a year. But it's not for lack of trying.
No, it is not for lack of trying. And so we just realized that the fault and the error is in Melanie's internet connection.
Could not be sadder about. I could not be. So it's AT&T's fault. I'm just going to go ahead and say that. And I'm going to call them Monday, and I'm going to get it all cleared up, and I'm going to threaten to change my internet service if somebody doesn't come out here and get this fixed.
They're going to shake in their boots.
Listen, they're going to be terrified. I'm going to tell them that I'll never consider getting you first if I can't even get my internet to work.
Hey, you know what? The irony is like it's breaking up real bad right now.
Oh, it is?
Yes. Oh. Let's just keep trying. Let's just keep trying and see what happens.
Okay. All right. Because you're clear on my end.
Well, for some reason, AT&T works better in Alabama.
Okay. Well, I don't know why that is. Well, I'm going to tell you why it is, because you have a husband that'll call and get on somebody.
That is true. I do have a husband who has never found a customer service challenge that he was not willing to take on. I mean.
See, and I'm the customer service person in my house, so I'm the one that has to deal with it. And I tend to deal with it like I deal with all things I don't like, avoidance.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, the last time I took on a customer service challenge was in T-Mobile. I think it was about in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
And they shipped me a phone that would not work. And I got so angry that I cried. And so at that point, I realized that I probably was not the best suited for that.
Mm-hmm.
But fortunately, mm-hmm. because I do have a husband that will take on those challenges, I don't have to fool with it. The only drawback is that I'm always afraid we're going to run into somebody who recognizes his voice.
Listen, I'd pay him cash money to fly down here and handle this. I wish I could just give him numbers and whatever and let him call and deal with it for me, because I dread. Because you know how that is. You're going to call in. You're going to be at level one, and they're going to want to refer you to level two. And then when you ask to actually have somebody come to your house, they act like they don't do that kind of thing.
Well, that's why he always asks to speak with the manager, a supervisor. I need to speak to your supervisor.
Yeah, and I think I'm going to go straight to the supervisor. I'm going to play the supervisor card, because I tried to get this fixed, remember, back in like January, and it's only gotten worse since then.
Right. And so you really could totally give him your account information, and he would call for you. Except they would see that we were calling from Alabama, and they might be confused.
Yeah, but I mean, listen, I'll just say he's like my agent. He's my internet agent.
He's my business manager.
Exactly, and so that's why he's handling it. So, I don't know. I'm going to see how it goes on Monday and if I can be assertive. Because the thing AT&T has held over me is because of my iPhone, we've had to stay connected to AT&T. But the iPhone now, I could do Verizon. So, I could threaten to, you're going to lose all my business.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you in a place, could you walk away and start a new contract somewhere else? Are you in a place where you could do that?
Oh, yeah. We're done. Mm-hmm. TV and everything.
Oh, you could wield some power.
Let's make it a goal. Let's see if I can get the whole kit and caboodle. I want my internet fixed, and I don't want to pay more than $100 a month for everything.
Hey, I think we do sound a little bit like rappers, because I'm getting a real bad like feedback in a digital tone on my end. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm not getting that on my end.
Every time I talk, I hear a digital version, a digital echo of myself.
Okay. Well, do you think we ought to quit?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to work. I think it's for whatever reason. Maybe it's because, I don't know why, it's just not working. Wait, hold on. Now it stopped.
Okay.
I would imagine if I were a podcast listener, this is exactly what I would be interested in hearing.
Oh, this is riveting. People will think this was well worth waiting a year for sure.
Me going, listen, hold on. Is it an echo? I think, yeah. See, what happened? Here's what's happening. Every time we talk at the same time or... like you laugh or I laugh while the other person is talking, it goes digital.
Oh, that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess this bootleg internet I'm running is not really working.
And listen, I would tell you like to go to Starbucks or Panera or somewhere and try it there, but I can't do that to you. I can't put you in a public place with a pair of headphones on and a microphone. I can't.
No. And then people looking at me crazy when I'm like, ha ha ha, over at the table and stuff.
I can't do that to you. It's too much. It's too much to ask.
No. I could go. Well, I can't really say. Well, I guess technically I could go to Gully's house because they're gone, but
Golly, I know y'all are not there, but I just let myself in to record a podcast for the internet.
To record a podcast. In fact, maybe I could just get her signal if I go sit on her front porch. I don't even have to let myself in. That wouldn't worry the neighbors at all.
Oh, listen, I have been, when I've been in my hometown, back when Mom and Daddy had still had dial-up, uh-huh. I mean, I have done some shady things in trying to at least just like check my email. I mean, I have taken a laptop and parked outside of places. I have driven around and waited for like an unsecure Wi-Fi connection to pop up.
I know. Because I could go park outside Panera and just sit in my car with headphones, because that wouldn't be weird at all. No,
and you'd have to leave your engine cranked, or you'd get really hot, and then you're the person. Then we'd have that in the background, that, you know, the engine sound.
The air blowing on me. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Well, all right. Well, we'll just see how this works.
Okay, so I don't have one thing to talk about.
No, I'll tell you, the only thing I have going on this morning is that I bought these Sun Chips, a new flavor, Jalapeno Jack. Have you tried the Jalapeno Jack Sun
Chips?
No,
we're still on the Garden Salsa.
Well, the Jalapeno Jack is good. I have to say, it's probably my favorite new flavor I've tried in a long time. I think I may like it better than the Peppercorn Ranch or whatever those were.
Well, that is, what's it called? You know what? I think I did see those in the in Walmart not too long ago, and I just, mm-hmm. I don't know, I just didn't pick them up. I should have.
Okay, yeah, it's Jalapeno Jack. So the front, like Monterey Jack cheese with like a cut up jalapeno next to it. It's a green bag.
Okay, all right, I will try them.
They're good. Yeah, they're good. I'm eating them that's my lunch today. I'm eating some Jalapeno Jack chips.
All right, so on that note, we've enjoyed this podcast. We hope you have too. It's been 6 minutes and 55 seconds of riveting.
Mm-hmm. Great material.
Entertainment, I know. I don't have anything. I'm on like end of school countdown. I just, every day, mm-hmm. we're that much closer. I'm so ready.
I know. I don't know if I told you, but yesterday, Caroline, they had field day, you know, yesterday. Mm-hmm. And you know how this year has been for us. Mm-hmm. And like after field day was over, it was like 10:30 in the morning, and she said, and I really did have that, and I'm hormonal too, so let's factor that in, because normally I'd like to think I'm a nicer person than this, but it really, I had this moment where I was out there at field day, and I looked around, and I thought, I don't like anybody here, and don't care if I ever see any of you ever again. Like, that was really, like, I thought, I'm so over it right now, and I hate that, because it's not that I don't like her school and whatever, but then when it was over, she said, Mom, can I just go home with you today? And I told Perry, it really took everything in me not to just say, yes, let's go home and not come back till next fall. Like, let's just count these last 7 days. We're done. We're finished.
Honestly, yesterday I had this thought, and I don't know where it came to me, but I thought I would not be at all surprised if you called me tomorrow and you said, I think I'm going to homeschool next year. I'd go, okay, I think that's a good idea. I really, it would not surprise me when I owed it if you decided you were going to homeschool.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I mean, except you'd have to homeschool.
except that would be the
decision,
that'd be the kicker.
To keep her home all the time, it would not surprise me.
Yes. Well, I will tell you, I think that we have decided, which this is a lot of information for the internet, but welcome to my life and things that I won't write about, but I'll talk about on a podcast.
Sure.
I think that we have decided to this morning, in fact, we were talking, and I think we've decided we're going to be proactive, and we're going to go up there next week and kind of talk to the administration and tell them what our expectations are for next year.
I think that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. And just say that this has not been a good year for us, and that we need to know that next year is going to be better. And if it's not, then we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But I mean, I can't imagine homeschooling, because Caroline won't even let me tell her like what color socks I think mm-hmm. match something. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I've had it. I've just had it this year. So, and I hate it, because I do think it's a sweet little school, and I think there are a lot of good kids there, and I think there are a lot of good teachers. We have just had a bad year this year.
Right.
So,
and I really, I'll take all this part out if we actually make it to the end of the podcast, so that you don't.
I don't care. I don't care. Listen, I don't care. It's out there. I'm not saying any names. It's just been a bad year for a lot of different factors.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It was funny, because I told Gully yesterday. I said I came home from field day and I wanted to look up like the sunlight curriculum or whatever. See what that would involve.
That's so funny, because I was thinking yesterday, I thought, well, I wonder if she did homeschool, what curriculum she would use. And I was thinking that would be a whole other avenue. You know how we like to explore products of all different sorts. I thought, oh, I could totally get into like the looking up the homeschool curriculums and. Because, if we didn't have such a good option, and weren't so closely tied to where Alex goes to school, which I love, but I mean, I'd mm-hmm. homeschool in a heartbeat. I really would. Mm-hmm. I would do it in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you have like teaching background. I really don't have, I don't have any kind of background in anything. I mean, you know, like, I'm kind of, you know, I don't know. I mean, English and stuff, we would be okay. But, like, the math and the science, it would be ugly. I mean, she would be a well-rounded student, I don't think.
But, you know, all like, here, and I think one reason why, I think it's, I mean, like, I would be like, okay, I'll homeschool. It's because there are such good homeschooling co-ops around here. And mm-hmm. I mean, you know, in terms of, like, so many people homeschool that they all, it's all so organized and all that kind of stuff. But you can, you know, you can get a co-op and somebody else can teach the stuff that you're not good at.
Well, that's true. That's true. I don't know. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. And then Gelly and I talked about, because, you know, her youngest has not had a great year either. And we laughed because we said, what if the two of us decided to homeschool? And we were like, oh, we'd become some kind of dysfunctional cult at that point. I mean, it'd be like us sitting around, you know, Rachel Ray every morning and telling the kids it was recess for like 3 hours.
No, you said today we're going to make whatever Rachel cooks. And then you could turn that into a math lesson.
There you go. Fractions. Mm-hmm. Perfect. See, that's why you'd be a good homeschooler.
Measurements.
You know, we're still so early on. I mean, I'm thrilled. She's learned to read. She's doing great with her math. I mean, we're doing fine academically. But along the way, though, you think, are you really learning the skills that you need to know? Because I look at Caroline and think, you know, she's not going to be a kid that's probably going to end up sitting behind a desk being some sort of an accountant, you know? So, like, what is she learning that's really going to serve her well later in life? I mean, to some extent, it's like I want her to end up doing something that she loves. And I feel like if I'm going to put my money where my mouth is, what if she tells me she wants to go off and be a missionary when she's 18?
That's true.
You know? I don't know. I learned a lot of valuable lessons in college, but most of those involved, like, not drinking too many wine coolers in one sitting.
Yeah, most of my lessons were born from mistakes, I will say.
Yes, yes. I don't know that academically I learned a whole lot that I've taken with me further into life.
I did learn. I learned a lot in my major in English. I felt really well prepared as far as that goes. But just like the social and character building things, I did not succeed as well at those particular challenges. Mm-mm. Hey, right now it's telling me on, oh wait, are you there?
What? Yeah, I'm here.
It's for a second on iChat, it said that I was idle, and I'm not idle. I was talking. I don't know what that was about.
And this year, as hard as it's been, we have learned a lot of valuable lessons this year. I mean, this has been, I mean, I feel like she doesn't know how much her character has been built this year, but her character has been built this year. And I mean, and overall, I have
and
to
so
say
has
that
her I'm, mama's.
Oh, listen. And I think she's handled it better than me. I mean, you know, so I think it's been a year for both of us of learning that there are different people in the world. So, and there are some second grade teachers that don't find me funny at all. So,
I'm not saying a word.
She did tell me. Oh, I forgot to tell you this, which now I have to do a backup thing. But she did tell me, I asked her last night at dinner, I said, whatever happened to Tim Duncan's shoe? And she said,
and she said,
she said that she put it up and the teacher put it up in the closet and told the class they could not handle Tim Duncan's shoe.
You can't handle Tim Duncan's shoe.
You cannot handle
Tim Duncan's shoe. You cannot handle Tim Duncan's shoe. Golly.
Picture Jack Nicholson. Oh, God. You cannot handle the shoe. So the shoe got put up.
I'm very hot right now.
I know. So, oh, God. I'd been meaning to tell you that about the shoe. The background on that is that Caroline's teacher kept telling them she had a big surprise, and there was a big surprise, and there was a big surprise, and it was all weekend. We were, what was the surprise?
And you got letters home about the surprise, too, by
the
way.
Oh, letters home about there's going to be a big surprise, and get ready for the big surprise, and all that. And this really isn't like her to have a big, fun surprise. And so we were so like, what is it? And the kids were like, is it going to be like an ice cream party or a pizza party, or what's the surprise going to be? And you know, that Caroline was so excited to go to school that day. And so when she got in the car on the way home from school that day, I was like, well, what was the surprise? And she looked at me and goes, it was Tim Duncan's shoe. And Tim Duncan, if you don't know, plays basketball for the San Antonio Spurs. And he does have a size 16 shoe, but her teacher had just gotten one of these shoes and thought that it would encourage the kids to be on good behavior if they got a chance to have the shoe on their desk. But for Caroline, who doesn't care about the Spurs or basketball, it was the it honestly will go down. I mean, like, our new code word for lame surprise as well, it was like Tim Duncan's shoe.
It was not really a motivator for her.
No, it was, she could have cared less about Tim Duncan's shoes.
It would be like if you offered me a set of Little House on the Prairie books as an incentive for something.
So you can read about Mary going blind and starting a school.
And being hot.
A Book of the Wilderness series for you. All books about historical fiction when people had no air conditioning.
Okay, let's talk about something light and frivolous. What can we talk about that's light and frivolous?
I don't know. What about your hair?
You know, that's funny because I was just a second ago, I was looking, I hadn't gone and gotten highlights in probably almost like, I don't know, it's been almost 2 months. And I just have reached a point where I'm tired of the maintenance of it. Like I think this is when somebody says somebody's given up. This is the beginning of that process. Like the other day I was like, I love to get my hair done, but I was like, I need to go get highlights and I need to get it cut. And then I started thinking about the expense of it. And it wasn't even like I thought, how can I save money to get it done? Mm-hmm. Or how can I not spend so much? It was just like, it's about to be summer. I don't know if I'm as interested in getting it done. I need to. I mean,
okay.
But I don't know. I'm just not into it right now. It's fine. You know, it's not, mm-hmm. it's fine.
Okay.
But I think once I found somebody here who could actually cut it and style it and all that the way that I liked, I mean, I was almost like the high school girl who finally met the guy who was going to be nice to her, you know? In some way, I think I have thrived a little bit on the drama of not being satisfied with it. And now that I've, you know, got somebody who does a great job, I'm like, I don't know. Oh. It's like, you know, we talk about how you always wanted the guy who would take you and read you poems and sing to you under a tree until you finally found the guy who would read you poems and sing to you under a tree. Mm-hmm, it's kind of like that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, I don't know.
Okay, yeah, you found it. You're like, oh, I don't think this is not what I wanted after all. Yeah. Or like, oh, that was nice. The thrill was in the chase.
The world cannot fulfill us, and that's the lesson. You know, you can chase after your hair dreams, and then when you finally reach them, you realize that they too are shallow.
Yep, it's a modern-day ecclesiastical tale.
It really is. It's a parable. It's a parable. And, you know, maybe
all,
I could...
All this striving...
Mm-hmm. I know, but my hair's fine. But I need to get some color and touch ups and all that kind of stuff. But I love the person I found who's been cutting it, and she does such a good job. And it's, but I think, you know, that anticipation of like maybe this next person will be the one who finally gets it right. Well, that's gone, and I'm telling you, it is sort of profound how she's there, you know, and I'll go back eventually, and I will.
Okay,
I have to, but. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but I do have somebody now who's really good, so that's a good thing. And she's here. I don't have to drive to my hometown to get it cut.
Okay. Well, okay, so let me ask you this. I should know this, but I don't think I do. So when your roots start coming in, do they come in gray or do they come in dark?
Dark. Well, some gray. There's a little bit of gray around my face. Like today I noticed there's a little bit of gray mixed in around my face, but for the most part it's just dark.
Yeah, but you probably don't see the gray because your hair's so blonde. I bet the gray doesn't really hardly show up.
It doesn't, and that's why one of the reasons why it's hard to get motivated to go get it done.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
Anyway, so it's fine. You know, it's fine. It's fine. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking a second ago too about how we both discovered that shampoo that we loved, the Everpure.
Yeah.
It makes your hair very full and the texture very good, but it maybe doesn't clean it as well as other things do. But I've been using that luxurious volume shampoo, and I like it a lot, and conditioner.
Okay. See, I'm using Amplify right now shampoo.
And is that which one is that? That's
it's in a blue bottle. It's Amplify. It's volumizing. So I've been using that, and I think it makes a huge difference. I think it gets my hair really clean.
But what brand is that?
I don't know. You know what? I don't know.
Red? Is it just called where do you buy it?
It's a grocery store, but our grocery store, HEB, has all like the high brand. You know, they've got all the good. They even sell Bumble and Bumble. I mean, they've got all the good.
That is fancy.
Listen, HEB is very fancy. Mm-hmm. They have all the good brands, but so it's Amplify. It's in a blue bottle, and there's Amplify. I had bought the Amplify like serum or gel or whatever that you squirt and you put in like before you blow dry it, and I had loved that. But then when I was on the blog, I had asked about shampoos, and people recommended different stuff. But I decided to Amplify ultimately because I'm like, what I'm always wanting is more volume because, I mean, hello, I live in Texas, so I want big hair. And so I thought that's ultimately what I want, because my hair texture wise is pretty normal. I mean, it doesn't get overly oily. It doesn't get overly dry. It kind of just is, it's middle of the road, you know? So, and it's long enough that, I mean, I'll go, I mean, listen, I'll go 4 days without washing.
Oh, I can't, I really can't go a day and a half, but it's because it's short, and it just, it does really weird things if I don't wash it. Like, I think because it's short, it can go in all different directions very easily. And so I have to wash it every day if I expect to go into public, you know, like see people. I need to.
Yeah. I mean, and I can do like third and fourth days ponytail for sure. I mean, third day's ponytail, fourth day's like messy bun, but I can go that long. Now in the summer, it'll be different because we'll be at the pool, and then plus you're just sweaty, you know, so I won't go 4 days. But in the winter, I mean, I can go days without, and it won't get oily.
Okay. I mean, and this probably falls into the category of oversharing, but honestly, what? If I didn't wash my hair for 4 days and pulled it back off of my face,
yeah,
I'm fairly certain people would think that I had loaded it down with hair gel. Like, I think that that's what it would look like. Like, that blows my mind. I don't understand. Like, I can't even relate to that.
Well, I think it's because mine's long too, though, and I think long makes a difference. That's why I've always left it long, because I'm just too lazy to do anything else. I don't want the maintenance of it. Anytime I've fixed it where I have to style it, I always regret it, you know? Like, really, probably the last time I had a real style to my hair. Well, I had the Rachel in college, and that required some maintenance.
Yeah, yeah. That required some round brushing around the face is what that required.
Yeah. Yeah, that required some work. And then I'm trying to think. And then in eighth grade, I had, like, the bi-level, you know, with it. It was kind of shaved up on one side, and that required a little bit of work and some teasing and, you know.
Yeah, we call that getting our hair punked in Mississippi. Mm-hmm. That was punked, because that was edgy if you had the bi-level.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, I was in my Laura Ashley dresses with my bi-level shaved wedge.
You were a paradox.
My hair, though, but I've discovered, okay, so, you know, that hairdresser on Fire blog that I love.
Yeah.
But she had talked about a product by Garnier called Wonder Waves. Mm-hmm. I told you about Wonder Waves.
Yeah, you did.
And I like Wonder Waves a lot. Like, I've been getting that, like, I think that's going to be my summertime staple, because if I'll wash it and just spray that Wonder Waves all in it and do like a little bit of Amplify at the roots, and then I can even twist it back in like a bun, and then like by the next morning I'll wake up and it'll be kind of just wavy and messy. And not that I would wear it down, but I don't wear it down in the summer anyway. So then I can just have like a good, like, messy kind of bun kind of thing in the back.
You have options.
Yeah, that's my option. But, you know, I bought that Living Social, that thing. I'm going this Friday to go get my hair cut.
Oh,
by that girl.
Okay. The big deal that you bought.
Yeah. I got like a deal. Cause okay. So here's the story, and it's kind of a sad story, but my hairdresser, who I've had forever, who I adore, got diagnosed with cancer, and it was in her shoulder, which it looks like she's going to be fine, but she had to have a complete shoulder replacement. So she's out. She's not going to be working for probably at least 3 months.
Oh, wait, you cut out. Are you there?
But I don't necessarily. Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. You just said it looks like she's not going to be working, and then it cut out.
Okay. It looks like she's not going to be out for a while.
Okay.
So I need somebody else to do my hair, but I don't know that I want to go fall in love with somebody else because I love her, you know? And my hair's not complicated. I mean, just cut it. When it bangs, no bangs. That's my big issue. So, but I bought this Living Social deal. So I'm going, and it's like an eyebrow wax and like a paraffin hand thing going on. And then a consultation, a haircut, style, and blow dry. So I'm going to get that done. But I told Sophie the winning thing was that she has apparently, her work has been featured on Platinum Weddings and the hit show Zenito, which I'm sure none of you have ever heard of, because neither have I.
Well, but it's a hit to somebody, and that is all that matters.
And it goes back to, it's Zenito, I think, is a show that comes on late Saturday nights on like ABC. It's obviously like a local show.
Okay.
But because of the Hispanic culture, and I mean this within the highest, but they look at J-Lo's hair. They put a premium, they get volume and style and body to hair.
J-Lo's hair, I'm going to tell you, it may have been the best thing about American Idol this season. I mean, week to week, it has been a revelation.
She does all kinds of things with it. She had it up in that thing this week where I thought, how does she get all that hair in that small of a configuration?
Yeah, I know. I've never seen such versatile hair. I really haven't. Now,
thing going on where she doesn't have, she doesn't have bangs, but it kind of does that flip by her face. Listen, that's some good hair.
Yeah, she's got those long layers, and they work those long layers all kinds of different ways.
You think that's all her hair, or do you think they put some stuff in there to make it thicker, though? Because, see, now I'm always wondering, ever since I saw Bethany, you know, they put those extensions in her hair for photo shoots and stuff.
I don't know if it's hers or not, but if it's not hers, it looks like it is. So they've done a beautiful job.
Yeah. Well, I mean, between she and Mark Anthony, they probably can spend more on their hair than I can on mine.
Oh, you know, for some reason, I don't think J-Lo's like in the hair care aisle at CVS, you know, trying to figure out if she wants to go with Garnier or Preference. I don't think that's really her dilemma.
No, buying Living Social deals for $40 so she can get an eyebrow wax and a haircut.
Well, you know, that's how I found my new person was on Groupon. You know, I bought a thing for whatever that was, like $30 for $60 worth of services, and I bought two of them so I could get, you know, it highlighted and all that, and I stuck with it.
Okay. Well, and I mean, that's kind of my thing is with this. I'm like, as long as I tell her, my big thing is I don't want it to be above my shoulders. So as long as I can say, look, I don't really care about the rest. You can cut it how you cut it, but you can't screw it up. I mean, not really. I say that. I hope you can.
Are you going to let her cut bangs for summertime, or are you going to tell her to leave the bangs alone?
I think I'm going to tell her to leave the bangs alone. I hate having bangs in summertime.
Okay. I have enjoyed my bangs.
No, because... Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I say that. I mean, I've got definitely kind of a swoopy thing going on right now. I'm not totally opposed, but it just goes back to, and I can always bobby pin them back when I'm being lazy.
Yeah, but you also always hit that place in the summer where, like, at some point you'll say, I just walk around here with my bangs pulled back in a bobby. Like, yeah. When you get frustrated with it.
Yeah, I know, because that's the whole thing. I mean, Caroline said yesterday, because we've been letting her bangs grow, and she was like, when are these bangs going to grow out? And I was like, listen, that's you're going to ask that question the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. It's going to be cutting them, letting them grow out. So, but really, and yeah, summertime is so easy, because then you go back to when I am dressed and stuff, I normally am going to have my hair up. I mean, I'll never wear my hair down in the summer because it's too hot. And I don't look good. I mean, I'm past the age where I need to have all my hair back in a ponytail. I need something to soften my face.
Right. Yeah, I've kind of been in a place lately about that whole thing, about the face and the wrinkles and the stuff, and where I'm like, is there something more I need to be doing? Because it's going to get real, real, you know? And I've got about 5 years, and it's going to get real, real. It's in terms of, you know, I'm going to hit a point of no return, and I don't know. I wonder if I'm doing enough. Yeah. But then, like, I read about you doing that, like, you know, that lymphatic brushing or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
And then I think, I can't, I don't even know what that is. Like, I
think it works, though. You know, my skin looks really good right now. But, like, it is softer. I think it makes a difference. I think it's helped.
But, I mean, is it a special brush?
No, it's like I bought one of those, like, body brushes, like at Ulta or something. So it's like a long handled brush, and it's got like the back scrubber on one side and then a brush on the other.
Yeah.
And so you just start at the soles of your feet, and you just do like quick strokes, and you brush up. You have to brush up towards your heart. That's supposed to help your lymph nodes. It helps your lymph.
It helps your lymphs. Well, that is good to know.
And here's the thing about this stuff, though. And this is what
I don't
Belly
think
said.
I realized that you started at your feet.
Yeah.
Do you do this every day?
I do it every night before I get in the shower. Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. I do.
See, that I'm no good at stuff like if I can. Okay, I'm going to listen. You keep telling me about it. I'm going to listen.
But it goes up. It like you brush up, so you go up and you do strokes, and then I really concentrate, which there again, this is too much information, but on my thighs, because it's supposed to help with cellulite. It's supposed to, what?
I had to shift. Okay.
The backs of my legs, but it's supposed to help with all that, and I think it's helping. I really do.
Okay.
Like, I mean, maybe I'm crazy, but I think it's helping. But my thing about all...
But you're cutting out, and so that's why I'm having a hard time keeping up. Okay, so you said...
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, okay.
My thing with all this, though, is for me, and this is where I'm going to need to have some kind of shift, and this is... I'm just going to, you know, show you my vanity on the internet. But for me, all of this is for external appearance. Mm-hmm. It's not because I'm worried about my lymphatic system.
No. I can't count the number of times I've heard you express concern about your lymphatic system.
I could care less. And that's where I should be more aware of, like, what my cholesterol is, or if I have high blood sugar, or like whatever all that stuff is. But like, as long as everything looks okay on the outside, I'm okay.
I think probably you could, that could be a book. The outside is all that matters.
Some life philosophy. I'll go on a big speaking tour. I'm sure it'll really take off.
That's so funny you said that, though, because just this week I was thinking, okay, like this summer I really need to think maybe I need to go, like, not just get a checkup, but like really get a physical and get them to like, you know, because my sister-in-law is forever, like, she could tell you what her liver enzymes are, like, she is, she is forever, like, you know, getting checked up and checked out, and she knows all her number. I don't know any of my numbers. Are you there?
Could tell you, my cholesterol could be a, can you hear me?
Yeah. Oh, my people are getting home. But keep going.
I said, my cholesterol could be like 400 and I wouldn't know it. I mean, that's terrible. And now people are going to email and say that's terrible. But I just, I don't know. I don't, but I kind of always go back to
second.
Like,
hey, Melanie and I are recording a podcast. Did you hear the doorbell? No, I didn't hear the doorbell. But, oh, okay. Okay, I'm here.
Okay.
Can
we finish? Are you good?
We
can wrap up.
Okay, that's true. We've been on here a long time.
Yeah. So that's good.
All right. Well, let me talk to them, and then if I get a chance to hop back on, I'll call you.
Okay. Sounds good. All right.
Okay. What were we talking about?
We were talking about that. It's not that I'm concerned about my lymph. It's not so much that I want my lymph to be healthy as it is that I just want to look as good as I can on the outside.
Oh, that's right. Because we were talking about how we needed to know our numbers.
Yes, our numbers for our cholesterol and all that kind of stuff. So, and I was really thinking the other day, I think Perry needs to go get a physical for sure.
David goes and gets one every year. Like, he's real good about getting his. And I have had all my stuff checked, but just not like in the last few years. Uh-huh. And so I just feel like I need to.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just be apprised.
Yeah, I mean, I think something about, like, I'm like, I am turning 40. I mean, it probably would be good to know. I mean, I go to the other doctor, you know.
Yes.
Doctor, but I don't go to the regular doctor. But a part of me always hold, like, Deli's Uncle Glenn always says he doesn't care for going to the doctor because he may just find out something's wrong with him and he feels fine. But you know, once you hear something's wrong, and you know that I would be the queen of that. I mean, if they told me something was wrong with my liver, I mean, you talk about all of a sudden I'd have like liver pains, you know?
Oh, well, I mean, don't ever forget about all the imagined diseases from which we have recovered miraculously over the last 4 years.
I know. Some pretty serious illnesses.
Yes, too. Yes.
Some very imagined serious illnesses. So while I do know that that would probably be a good thing to do, I mean, I kind of like, I don't want to be on any medication for anything.
I don't either.
You know, like, I don't know. It just goes back to, and that's kind of like with Perry, too. I'm kind of like, okay, so if we go and they say his cholesterol's high, like, really? Is he going to take cholesterol medication always? I mean, I don't know. I mean, part of me says people survived thousands of years without doing it.
Your whole life when you, I don't know, the pills, I'm frightened of the pills. I don't want to be beholden to a pill. I know there are some instances where you have to take them, like, to survive.
Yeah.
But just in terms of, like, preventative stuff, I don't know that I... Is it preventative or is it preventive? I don't know which one it is. But
preventative. Well, yeah.
One of the two.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just am not a fan of the daily medication. Like, vitamins and stuff is fine, but
yeah, I know. And it depends on what, because like Perry, like he's tried to be off the Nexium for a couple of months. Like, and we've tried all these alternative things that we've heard about. Just
the milkshakes.
Yeah, the milk. Well, the vanilla milkshakes work beautifully. I can't imagine. And part of Perry's problem is, I'm going to tell you this, is that he'll eat like a big old plate of lasagna and finish it with a big glass of red wine and then eat like some chocolate and then be like, he doesn't know why his reflux is so bad, you know?
Right, yeah.
He doesn't know why that vanilla milkshake is not helping with that, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, he'll drink coffee in the morning and it'll take the paint off a car. And then he's like, he doesn't know why his reflux is bad.
Right, right.
So that's some of it. But it had gotten to the point the other night where he's like, well, I can't even go to bed because I can tell I'm just going to have this all night or whatever. And so I was like, it's time to get back on the Nexium. Like, you've got to do it, you know, because that does help it and whatever. And so we went and spent, I will tell you, that was $180 yesterday at the pharmacy.
Oh, my.
You know, I was just thrilled because there isn't anything else I'd rather spend $180 on than that. But it's a health thing, you know. You kind of feel like it's unavoidable. I mean, and once we meet our deductible, it won't be that bad. It's just that we happen to have really crappy insurance.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So that's, I mean, what are you going to do?
$180 is a chunk of change for some reflux for a 30, medication.
Yeah, for a 30, yeah, for a 30-day supply.
Mm.
So, I know. Listen, it's a racket. But anyway, so we'll, but it's going generic. I mean, it'll go over the counter next year.
Okay, so there's one thing that we haven't talked about in real life or podcast life, and that is the Bachelorette. Are you going to watch it? I don't know that I am.
Here's my thing. I don't care to, but what else is on?
I know.
You know what I mean? And then I hate to not watch it, because what if something really good happens? What if it's the most dramatic rose ceremony ever?
What if it is the most dramatic rose ceremony ever? Well, I saw there's some new show coming on Bravo, some like Rocco Despirito, who fascinates me in a very strange way, because, you know, he's like the chef, but as far as I mean, I guess he cooks. I don't know. I mean, maybe he works at a restaurant now, but all I've ever known him from is television. And so there was some new show with him coming on Bravo, and there was something else I saw that was coming on this summer. But, you know, my thing was, I didn't really like it. I think Ashley was a nice person, but like personality wise, you know, I thought she was fine, but it's hard for me to imagine a whole show about her.
Yeah. And I never liked the Bachelorettes as much as I liked the Bachelor.
I don't either. I don't either.
Because the guys are always all kind of buddies. You don't have the girl stuff. You can't, the clothes. There's just a whole lot of factors. But I didn't really necessarily like Jillian. I mean, you know, like Jillian was fine, but I ended up liking that Bachelorette season.
Thing that bothered me about the Jillian season was just how outspoken she was about what her intentions were. Like, I found that a little shocking. But also, please remember, I'm the person who also for many years believed that they went to the fantasy suites to talk.
Well.
Just to visit. And still, honestly, cannot fathom that as far as I'm, it's just better if I think that they're going to talk.
Yes. Well, because their mothers are watching that.
I know. And there are so many things wrong with that whole concept. You know, just this morning I was thinking that I would love to write a post, but I'm scared people would think I was being self-righteous, but I would love to write a post about how girls do not need to settle for living with a guy. They don't.
No, they
don't need to settle for it. But anyway, and so that the fantasy suite plays into that, you know, like.
Yes. Yeah, and I think, I just do not like that at all. I mean, but let's be honest. I mean, it's really not the best concept of finding a lifelong mate.
The whole
premise.
I know. See, this goes back to the fact, well, then if I feel that strongly about it, I shouldn't watch, I guess.
I know. But it's entertaining. I mean, I'm sure I will watch it. I'll at least give it a whirl. But to see, like, and these guys, listen, I'm going to say, if there are any guys under 30-something listening to this, I'm going to say y'all need to, like, rough it up a little bit. Y'all need to quit worrying about your hair so much and your tight T-shirt. Mm-hmm. And, like, some of these guys look like they had lip gloss on.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like, they need to man up is what I'm going to say. I feel like we need some manly men. Like, what happened to, I mean, listen, that boy, he doesn't own a hairbrush. I mean, he's probably the other end of the spectrum. But, like,
What does he do? Does he just run his hands through it? David doesn't have a hairbrush either, but I just, he's buzzed. I mean, his whole head's buzzed.
Yeah. And Perry's is pretty short. I mean, no, he gets out. He didn't put any kind of product. I remember one time I bought it. He didn't put anything in there. He takes a shower and then he gets a towel and, you know, does that. And he's done. That's it. His hair is fixed.
Well, you know, David uses a soap that he can also use on his head. He doesn't even use shampoo. Now, it's a good soap, but I mean, you know, it's just like it's a soap and then you just rub it on your head and then the end.
Mm-hmm. And that's it.
I know some of the guys honestly look like that they have like, you know, like eyeliner and I don't know. I am always wary of a man who looks like he puts more time into his appearance than I do.
Yes. Thank you. Preach it, sister. I'm just saying all these, this whole, that metrosexual thing just passed me by. I don't want to.
Oh, wait, you faded out. You broke up. You don't want to what? We lost you.
I want a pretty boy.
Mm, gotcha.
You know, I like a man that looks like a man. Mm-hmm. I think a man, and if that means, you know, I mean, Perry owns like 5 shirts, and he's totally happy with those 5 shirts. And that's, and half of them all look the same. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they're fish shirts, and that's fine with me. I mean, manicures. They may go get manicures. I don't like that.
I saw the time before last I went to go get a pedicure, and there was a family in the place where I go, and the girls were the wives were all, I think they had maybe done it for, I don't know, they were on some getaway, but the daddy and the husband, the girl's husband, they were getting like pedicures and manicures. I wanted to know their story, but I never asked.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, because I don't think you'd get Perry in a manicure pedicure place.
You don't, you think that like if he thought, you don't think the foot massage would win him over?
Maybe. I'll tell you, there was one time actually, and see, he's not going to listen to this, so I can just go ahead and tell you. Mm-hmm. But when he had back surgery a couple of years ago and he couldn't bend over good, and at the time Caroline was like a year old, so I was like, I can't help you out. I'm not going to cut your toenails. You're going to have to figure something out. Mm-hmm. And so he did. He went up there like at 9 a.m. when he thought nobody would be there. But he said that then they got out that, like, buzz thing, you know, mm-hmm. the electric buffer, and he said that thing scared him to death. He was like, I mean, I didn't know what was, you know, they'll come at you. It's like on Dumb and Dumber, you know. So he hadn't been back since.
Okay. Hey, you're cutting in and out.
I am.
Yeah.
Well, can't count on your neighbor's internet.
What's the world coming to when you cannot count on your neighbor's internet to record a podcast?
When you can't steal a signal for neighbors to record a podcast. Oh,
well, at least it's not cutting us off. Even if you're cutting in and out, it's not cutting us off.
Yeah, and people can just fill in. You can just fill in with whatever.
It can be whatever you want to be. It's the postmodernist podcast. Mm-hmm. You make it what you want it to be.
It is. You imagine a topic, and mm-hmm. that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Now, did you see Justin Timberlake's hosting Saturday Night Live tonight? It'll be good. And Lady Gaga, and you never know, she might hatch out of an egg or no telling what.
Listen, I'm going to tell you what. You talk about something I don't get. Like, I don't even get a little bit. Is that.
And the thing about it is she's talented.
Oh, yeah,
like,
she is.
Like, you know, like, I mean, I like a lot of her songs and stuff. But, like, I don't get whatever happened to just, why can't you just, like, play the piano and sing your songs. I don't get the whole, I mean, I get it, showmanship and all that, but to me, the whole thing would be a lot more enjoyable if she wasn't hatching out of an egg or wearing, and I thought on American Idol,
putting all
so
that
weird
stuff on her face, like when she glues that stuff to her, that grosses me out.
Yeah.
When she puts out, ugh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, then she had that, like, when she was on Idol, that she was in, like, that white, it looked like an insane asylum.
Mm-hmm.
That white room, like, how come she had to be in, like, an all-white room? I just thought,
I wondered, like, if that was in her contract. Like, she couldn't just sit in the studio. She had to be in the white room. Like, it's some sort of artistic vision, but I think it's probably mm-hmm. lost on me.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's just that kind of, I think there are certain, don't you think that sometimes, and I realize they're all putting on a show, but certain celebrities I see and I think, oh, I think I would probably like them in real life. And then other people I think, oh, I would not like them at all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, like Jennifer Aniston, I think I would probably like her. But there's other ones that I think, because I'm going to tell you lately who's on my nerves. And I watched we haven't talked about this, is the Oprah Behind the Scenes, you know, her Behind the Scenes show.
Oh, yeah.
I watched the one the other day with the ladies from The View.
Okay, let me tell you this.
What?
Oh, my word. I actually said something the other night to David about this.
Mm-hmm.
Because I, you know, I had watched that. And
Barbara
I said,
Walters.
I said, it made me insane.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It did. It made me insane. It just the whole, but I'm going to tell you, Barbara Walters, ever since, to me, she totally ruined, she didn't
the royal
totally
wedding
ruin it for me. The royal wedding, though, she made me want to, like, wanted to throw stuff at the TV. I was so annoyed by her. And then on that deal, I was so annoyed. I'm like, self-important? Like, it was just, and now she'll never interview me. But it was just, she got on my nerves.
Me too. And I felt bad that she was on my nerves. But, you know, I'm telling you, that royal wedding, like, that went over the top for me. Like, because I think it, I mean, granted, in the grand scheme of life, the royal wedding, I recognize it's not that important. But she made the whole thing about her, I felt like. Uh-huh. Like, it was all about her uh-huh. memories uh-huh. and her, I got on my nerves. But that, uh-huh. like, that uh-huh. behind the scenes, and I've loved the behind the scenes Oprah thing, because, you know, uh-huh. I have been on the Oprah fence for several years. And yeah. like, after that New Earth stuff, I would not watch it. And
mm-hmm.
the last season kind of reeled me in. The behind the scenes stuff has been interesting, but just to see all those women, like, jockeying, trying to
yeah.
for either, whether it was for camera time or just to be heard mm-hmm. or whatever, it made me so uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was unbelievable. But Barbara making them, like, do you have that clip from 1982 when I was on the, I'm like, who thinks about themselves that much? Like, it just got on my nerves. Like, I was like, it's not the Barbara. It goes back to nobody cares. Nobody cares. You know, Gully's dad told her something the other day, and I thought, and I would be well served, but he said, which I don't know what he was even talking in reference to. He said, nobody wants to hear a 40-something-year-old woman go on and on about what she did back in college. Mm. And I thought, and the same is true of a world-class interviewer. Nobody wants to hear about when you know, interviewed Baryshnikov back in 83. Nobody cares.
Right.
I mean, like, she cares, but, like, move on. Like, let's create a new memory. That's what I'm saying.
You should put that on a t-shirt. Let's create a new memory.com. Let's create a new memory.blogspot.com. Can be any blog.
And on the back, I'll put, and I only care what I look like on the outside.
There you go.
Oh. I'm just going to let you see my shallowness today.
Well, I agree that, like, the whole, I felt like the producers were so gracious with Barbara Walters on that thing. Uh-huh. And there could have been more to that than what we saw. But I just really thought, ma'am, this is not your uh-huh. show, and it is not about uh-huh. you. And, like, uh-huh. the whole, like, wanting to get in and edit it and all that kind of uh-huh. stuff, I don't know. It struck me the wrong way. It did me, too.
But I have thought that whole show is fascinating. To see how much work goes into all that, I mean, I'm like, it's a wonder that any of those women even function. I mean, like, that level of stress.
Did you see, though, I think it was a regular show where they were talking about the part that you don't see is that they get 12 weeks off a year.
Oh, they do?
And so they were saying, like, it's kind of like a school schedule, I guess. So maybe they get uh-huh. summers with their kids, or they get part of the summer with their kids. And then, uh-huh. and so they work this incredible, all those hours, which that would be hard enough, 12 weeks off or not. But they work like that, but then they get all that vacation time. So that must make it a little bit more bearable.
Yeah. Well, and it would be. I mean, if I didn't have a family and all that, I mean, which I guess obviously a lot of them do, but it would be a cool job. I mean, think how many cool things you get to do. Got to go out to Kennebunkport, Butch's thing, and the whole, I mean, you think that would be amazing.
Right.
To, you know, that would be so cool to get to see stuff and, you know, meet people and whatever. But I thought, I bet they've got some stories they could tell.
Oh, you know they do.
That they can't tell that would just be fascinating to hear.
Well, the thing, too, about the behind the scenes about the Jennifer Hudson stuff, I thought was fascinating.
Uh-huh.
Just that she left, I mean, she didn't do anything wrong. She just left town.
Yeah.
But, like, you could tell it did not sit right with them that she would dare leave
uh-huh.
town the night before a show.
It did not.
It's very interesting.
And it is one of those things that every now and then, it's a little bit like, what's the show I'm thinking of? Like Rachel Zoe. It's a little bit like the Rachel Zoe Project, who I also adore. But where sometimes you go, these people need a big heaping dose of perspective.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, the world isn't going to end if Oprah doesn't get filmed by 9. Questions aren't asked, or if the show goes a little bit over. It's like Rachel Zoe. Like, if the world isn't going to end because somebody else already got this Emmy dress
right.
or whatever, you know. But you see where you get so, which I do it too, you know. I get so wrapped up. You think that's the most important thing.
Yeah, and the way that they all want to please her so much, you know, like they
uh-huh.
want to make sure that, I don't know. And I guess, you know, that's just the sign that she's a good leader, because they all want to please her. But
yeah,
it's intense.
Mm-hmm. That's true. It is intense. It made me glad that was not my job.
Now, does Rachel...
It made me glad...
It made you glad what?
I was going to say that I just sold financial products after college. That was much more glamorous and stress-free. Does Rachel Zoe, what were you going to ask?
Oh, does it start in the summertime? I can't remember when it comes on.
I think it always starts in August. If I remember last year, I think it premiered on August 3rd because that's Caroline's birthday. And I remember thinking I was going to have to wait till the next night to watch it because I was having a slumber party
okay.
over here.
And what about, so the announce not coming on this year? Is it some different version of it or something?
Oh, it's not?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought
I saw somewhere, and it seems like I saw somewhere where there was going to be a different format where it was just going to be Jeff and Jenny, and it was going to be, or maybe that's going to be a different show. I don't know, but I can't remember where I saw that.
Okay. I don't know. I haven't heard that. But Rachel Zoe, you think, will it be her pregnancy? I wonder when they're filming it. Like, will we see her pregnancy, the baby?
What now? Whatever.
Rachel Zoe. I said, I wonder if it'll follow her pregnancy or if, you know, when did they start filming it?
Oh, I don't know.
You know, because now she's got her baby.
But I did see where Bethany, well, I sent you that article where they're already filming the next season of Bethany.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, which I'm so glad. I like her. She's my favorite reality person.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch the last Judd thing?
You know what? I missed it that night. I did, for whatever reason, it didn't record. And then it didn't come back on again. And then yesterday I happened to catch, but it was just like the last 30 minutes. So I know that Naomi did something to surprise Winona on stage, but I missed what that was.
Winona wrote a song for Naomi and surprised her on stage.
Oh, okay.
And was real nervous about singing it, apparently. But that was something else. That was something else.
Oh, listen, that was... I mean, they've got some drama there.
That was almost, to me, that was almost too much for television. Like, I feel like, and you know, I mean, I enjoy the Judds. I enjoy the Judds. Mm-hmm. But I felt like some of that stuff was so deep and so private that I felt like, I believe this kid maybe should have been ironed out, you know, away from cameras.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. Yeah, it was, I mean, I felt like there was a lot of it that was hard to watch. But there were some great moments of, you know, I do enjoy how they drop. They have all these
other expressions. Yes. What was the one we like about now, instead of saying, "Oh God, it's morning," I say,
"Yes,
good morning, God." Was that it?
Yeah, it's something like that. Instead of saying, like, "Good God, it's morning," I say, "Good morning, God," or whatever.
Yes.
There's a lot of, they buy into a lot of those kind of sayings, which I
forgot
enjoy.
To put myself on the list.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's like when you have them, we've talked about this, when you have them on Oprah, where it's like, you know, where it's, and then Oprah will be like, "Did you hear what she said? You have to quit making a mountain out of a molehill." And you just want to go, people have that's been good. Saying that for a thousand years.
That's good. That's good. A mountain out of a molehill. That's good. That's good.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And she'll say it like it's the most profound thing she's ever heard. And I want to say, well, you should have had my mamma on, because she was saying that. Back in 1920.
I know. If you like that, you'll love It Was So Dark They Had to Pipe in Daylight. It was so far out they had to pipe in daylight.
Yeah. See, that's the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So, it just, that kind of stuff starts to drive me crazy. But, anyway, so that's it.
All right. I don't know if I have, I was all trying right. to think if I had anything else at all going on in my life, but I don't think that I do.
I feel like we're just waiting for school to be out, and I'm trying to think anything else.
I did tell you I'm going to paint my front door orange, didn't I?
Yeah, have you not done it? Because last time I meant to ask you that. Cause
you there? I think I lost you. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, it sounds good.
Okay, good.
All right. So anyway, so we're just back on here so we can wrap it up.
Yeah, we just needed to do a quick wrap up. Are we recording right now?
Yeah, I'm recording right now.
Oh, okay. Okay. So all I have to say is goodbye?
All you have to say is goodbye.
Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody. We'll see y'all.
See you in a year.
Yeah, I was going to say, we'll see you in a year. Bye.
Bye.